This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the Republicans at his party's convention faces a particular challenge this fall. Congressman John Boehner leads the Republicans who lost control of the House in 2006, and now he wants to keep them from losing more seats. He says the key is branding, as we're going to hear in a moment. We reached Mr. Boehner yesterday at the convention. In a year that many Republicans are running behind, some of his fellow lawmakers skipped that meeting.
Every member, every candidate's got to make a decision about how best to use their time. Some will want to come to the convention, others won't. This is nothing different than what we've seen in any other presidential election year.
Meaning that there are some Republicans who have to run as an individual or as an independent virtually, even if their formal label is Republican. That's the only way they can win in this climate.
Well, no, I think that if you look at any congressional race or Senate race, in any year, the candidates, whether they be incumbents or not, have to sell themselves to their constituents. Take John McCain as an example.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain is not looked at as your typical Republican. John McCain has his own brand. He's a reformer. He's taken on the status quo. And as a result, people see him differently than they would see a generic Republican candidate.
Is it possible when you look at that phenomenon that John McCain might be influencing or changing the Republican Party and what it stands for?
Well, clearly our nominee is always going to have their own fingerprints on what the party looks like. Everything that we do is basically rooted in freedom and security. And from there, McCain will have his own kind of identity, but it will clearly influence where the party is going and what the issues are in this election cycle.
Well, what I mean is this is a guy, McCain, who was not necessarily loved by the conservative base of the party. Could you end up with this guy forcing the party to be a different political party?
No, I think we're talking about changes on the margin. When I think about the principles that I believe in as a Republican, they're shared with the same principles that John McCain believes in. And so I do think that probably no Republican candidate for president who could do more to help all of our candidates down the ticket than John McCain.
Does Sarah Palin, the vice presidential choice, affect congressional races at all as you see it?
I think it does, and I frankly think it's a positive. She's an accomplished woman. She's taken on the party bosses. She's a reformer. John McCain hired someone just like himself.
Let me ask about a couple of numbers that seem a little bit grim for your side. One has to do with fundraising. According to OpenSecrets.org, a website that tracks these things, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has $54 million on hand to spend this fall, and the equivalent Republican committee has $8 million, a tiny fraction of the amount on hand.
They have squeezed every lobbyist in Washington to raise gobs of money, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. There's no other way to describe it. But the good news is that in July, the House Republican Campaign Committee outraised our Democrat counterparts. And I think that what you'll see over the next couple of months is us closing the gap.
One other number to ask about. You have 33 open seats as opposed to just a handful on the Democratic side. Is the table stacked against you in a way?
Well, it is unfortunate. We've got a lot more retirements, and as a result, we've got a lot more open seats. You know, about 25 or 27 of those open seats are traditional Republican seats, and I frankly think our candidates will do well. There are a handful of races that are going to be a real challenge. But in this environment, you have all 435 members of Congress, most running for re-election, some not. But there's going to be a real fight in every district. This is a very unusual political year. And if you're an incumbent, you better be able to make a real case or for why your constituents should send you back to Washington. And it's not about Democrat versus Republican. It's about creating your own label, your own signature, if you will, and reasons for your constituents to send you back.
John Boehner is the House Minority Leader. He's at the Republican Convention in St. Paul. Congressman, thanks very much.
Thank you.